This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. When are you going to return my bloody phone call? I know the sellers are asking $5 million, but let's offer them $2 million. Come on, Mark. Are you afraid of the listing agent? I'll present the offer myself and slap her around until she understands she's dealing with someone who owns a pair of brass ones. Come on, Mark. Write it up.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the honeybees. Don't exterminate them. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline. I wonder if I remember to forward my phone here. I see the phone is blinking. It's definitely not for me. Now I forwarded the phone. New iPhone. Actually, not that new. 6S. Go online for the Bee Rescue Hotline. The honeybees, don't kill them. SBBA.org. SBBA.org. If you have to, they'd prefer online, call 805-699-6229. Damian Schiff, today's guest, second segment, Pacific Legal Foundation. He was on 6 months ago, and we decided to let him back. Something about water, a controlling water, and growth, but not the water you're thinking of, not the tap water. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in this first segment and also compare some inventory and what's in escrow and what was happening on the 38th week of 2015 compared to the 38th week. Here we are, 2016, week ending September 23rd, 2016. Let's see, did I mention coming soon? Let's jump into the stats. Year to date, that to give you a perspective, for the entire year 2015, we averaged just about 20.7 sales per week. 1,132,000 was the median sales price. Year to date 2016, it's 1,002,000. Now last year, year to date, it was 1,155,000. So as I said, for the entire year, it dropped to 1,132,000. 2015 year to date, 1,155,000, and that was 3.7% higher than the prior year. Now this year at 1,002,000 year to date, we're 3.9% higher than that. If you go back to 2014, the year to date was 1,002,000, identical here through the 38th week with 2016. 2014, 2016, 1,002,000 median price. However, the 2014 year to date median price represented a 26% increase. 26%. Number of sales were down a bit from last year. Last year, averaging 21.5. This year, 20.5. So one sale per week, about 38 weeks. So there you go. At one point in time, I started looking at how many sales we had over 1,150,000. I'm not certain why, but looking down at my chart here, going back to 2009 through 2012, for 4 years, it was so consistent. It was always 33% of the listings that sold were greater than 1,150,000. And I found it interesting, I guess, at the time, because the median sales price was only 850, 855, 830, 800 for those 4 years. And yet, consistently, a third of the listings sold for over 1,150,000, that threshold. Now, of course, as the median price rises in the last 3 years, it's more like 50% over 1,150,000. As I said, because the median sales price now is 1,002,000, so right now 53.5% sold over 1,150,000. Inventory sounds like I work at Robinson's. I didn't want to say Macy's. God, what an awful thing. What do you mean, why not? Macy's, you know, the recent shooting? I was just trying to think of inventory and example, so I picked Robinson's. Inventory and pending, we have 21% of our listings right now are in escrow, one out of every five. Now, last year at this time, it happened to be 26%. But the number of listings in escrow, virtually the same, 118 for the last 2 years. You go back to like 2010, 37% of the listings were in escrow. 2010, that's 2011. I'm sorry, and that's under a million, so that's not a fair comparison. Is actually this year 21% at the snapshot in time, 38th week of the year, 2016, one in five listings are in escrow right now. Last year was 26%, but we have so many more listings today. Overall, 570, last year 453. That's almost 120. And 120 as a percentage of 453, it's over 25% more. So, yet we're still complaining we have no inventory. Looking down at my sheet, the high at this point in time of the year was 2010. We had 770 listings, so 200 more than what we have today, 570. What is a normal market inventory? That'd be a good question to know, because I don't know. And that's your update for year-to-date inventory, median sales price. Try not to get too cocky or arrogant or annoying with people, because it could turn around and bite you or get you punched in the face. The title of this story, this goes back to April 2016, A Lingering Title Rep Gets Punched in the Face. Now, for those of you not in the business, you know, real estate offices are visited by title reps. In California, it's title and escrow, one and the same. And they'll come around, and, you know, there was a time they would bring cups, coffee cups with their name on it. And before things got curtailed, they would, you know, maybe bring food or bring stuff. They used to, around Christmas, used to bring candy and stuff. So this is out of Baltimore, and a title rep, Carl Kaminsky, was viciously attacked by a disgruntled real estate agent late afternoon on Wednesday. Again, this is dated April 14, 2016. It was like any other day, Carl explained. I was handing out some brand new calendars that my team made for the agents in the office. Midway through a friendly conversation, someone hit me directly in the face. Well, what kind of calendar was it is my first question. An agent at Marilyn Realty said that Carl has handed out the same calendar every week since January. Well, if we're already in April, don't you think everyone who had a calendar needed a calendar? I'm kidding. You know, you're handing them out. Who knows? Police arrived at the scene and took the attacker, Ray Nolan, age 64, into custody. And they had a picture of him online. They didn't have a picture of Carl, the guy who got punched. Ray Nolan, the realtor, he looked, I can't say he was a realtor for sure. He was a real estate agent. He looked like a tough guy. In the report, the agent, Ray, claims that Carl was lingering around his desk while he was trying to make some phone calls. The agent said, "I've never done any business with Carl." Ray screeched while being forced into handcuffs. "He was telling me about some stupid hike he went on with his family. I didn't give a about you, your effing hike." An anonymous witness, it actually says witnesses, says that Ray has always hated Carl. That means the agent has always hated the title rep. And has said he was going to kick the out of him if Carl ever made contact with him again. Carl is now in a local hospital for a fractured cheekbone. Ray is in custody and will likely be charged for aggravated assault. Safe to say Carl will not be handing out any more calendars. And see, that was a horrible, you know, little cheeky thing to say at the end of this article. Postbody doesn't say where this was printed. I tried to find out what happened, what kind of punishment this guy got. I went online quickly and didn't come up with it. But it's a sick story, and it's an example. I mean, what was this guy doing? Handing out calendars? It's one thing if you're driving and you give someone the finger, you kind of antagonize somebody and they're a loose cannon. But really? Handing out calendars? I don't know. Maybe we should find out what kind of calendars they were. Maybe they were from the previous year, the 2015 calendars. He was handing them out in April of 2016. Anyway, be safe out there. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. That was from Cartman. What show is that? Cartman, South Park. That's a Canadian reference. We don't want to know what that is. You know what it is? Oh, God, sorry I brought it up. Damian Schiff, Pacific Legal Foundation. We're going to talk about who's controlling certain water rights, and it's not what you think.